22nd. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight, and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have roll call?
Ray Chapman.
Here.
Dan Ravalea.
Here.
Tracy Breeze.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
It doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
No.
Everybody can't have your mics on.
Just turn them on when you talk. Brian Grow. Shirley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Yocum.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we adopt the agenda, but with the change of moving Kelly Streeter's report to the first under report of city officers, and then following that, a report by CEO students.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Vice President Ravalette to adopt the agenda with those two revisions.
Question.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Tracy Breeze.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grow. Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by vote of 6-0. Next is approval of the April 8th minutes.
Move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Tracy Breeze.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And the minutes are approved by vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Being none, we'll move to committee chair report.
This mic is spinning.
No, it's.
We'll use that one. He's not here.
That's better. The Pantheon Educational Committee met last week, and we're going to be meeting again tomorrow. And we elected officers, and we had a pretty productive meeting. It went real well. The lady that Dwayne had put forth for us to appoint, she's now on there, thanks to the mayor. So, like I said, it's coming along real good, progressing, and as far as the building part of it, it's the mayor was wanting to address the issue of Main Street.
Right, I guess during construction there may be times that there are lane restrictions on either Fifth Street or Main Street side of that building, just for while we're going through construction, I want to make sure that was mentioned. And yes, I did appoint Dr. Jennifer Pacheco to that board.
And they're going to be appointing people to the group that are non-committee members to get more involvement with people in the community, preferably some younger people, maybe a CEO, student or two, so because that's what it's all about. And but we had it was a very good productive meeting.
Okay. Any other chair reports? Being none, we'll go to report of city officers, and first up is Commissioner Streeter.
I appreciate your indulging my request to go ahead of time. I have a daughter that I have to pick up. But I think we all recall a cold day last winter where we stood together, well, on opposite ends of Walmart, and Councilman Salters had made quite the challenge to myself, and I took it on, and we then all of us took it on, and I thought it was a great day. I learned some valuable lessons, which I think we all did, and the late Mr. Westfall was also a participant. Great camaraderie, just for the record. I know it's long after, but the city raised $1,202.40. The county raised $1,177.38. So it looks like about $27 made the county losers. So I'm standing before you humbly from the county to the city to present to you a trophy that I am asking we mark as the beginning of a friendly challenge that I will say was the brainchild of Mr. Salters. And we continue not only for the camaraderie of our boards, but for the benefit of the Salvation Army and our city and county. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I need a drum roll.
I wish we could have been playing We Are the Champions or something.
Don't test me, I will. Okay.
Right, that's nice.
Good. Cute. Oh, she's even got first year on.
I do.
Half of the city council, I accept, and look forward to next year's challenge. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, we got a picture?
Thanks, Jerry.
Wow. All right. You want to do it behind the table? Stand up. It's more of a behind the table, so why don't you come behind and we'll. Let's see, but you here presenting this. Item. Moving a little closer in here.
Why can you drive this chair?
There's a theme.
Okay, am I ready? Hey, winners.
And I do think it was the Buffalo hat, $27, Deborah. Thanks again, appreciate that. The night was trophy, very good.
Hope they paid for it.
And for the record, yes, the county did pay for it, and it does have the tag for the 2018 winner of the city of Vincennes. I have talked to Councilman Grove, and he told me not to expect to ever see it again. But I will say thank you all, and
thank you.
See you soon.
Right.
Just for clarification, I might not have heard things correctly now. Who won that? I just wanted to make sure that we got that point across.
Okay, my humility once again. The city won. So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, next up is the CEO students. Tonight they are going to do a presentation about, so you can see where the money is that we invest in this program and how it's benefited them and the good that's come from it.
Well, my name is Christy Utt, and I'm the facilitator of the CEO program. And I just wanted to personally thank you for investing in these young people. And it's amazing what this program does for them. And I just wanted to say thank you myself, but I am going to turn it over to these guys because they're just able and willing to do that, and they're excited about telling you what all they've learned this year. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Ellerman. I'm a junior at South Knox, and I am currently in the CEO program. Last semester, we started with coming together and making a group business with the whole class. We had a banquet, and we raised about $10,000 to support our individual businesses. Some things we learned first semester was how to shake someone's hand, look someone in the eye. We went to some events and spoke about the CEO program. And we go on group visits to businesses. We've been to the courthouse. We've been to the Knox County Jail. We've been to Shot Gymtron and some other places. And we also have guest speakers, so we've learned a lot.
Good.
Hi, I'm Dayton Poe. I'm a junior at North Knox, and like we said, we've just learned so much valuable details about business, networking, communication. You know, we get up every day. I get up at 6 every day, have to drive to Vincennes, be at class by 7:15. And then like this semester, we all have our own individual businesses, so I'm making t-shirts that represent the community that have like the memorial, the courthouse, Grouseland. They're all on the back of our t-shirts, and we have trade show coming up in 2.5 weeks on May 8th, that where all of our class businesses will be there selling our own products.
Hello, my name is James Hancock, and one of the greatest things that CEO has done for me is to open my eyes as to what there is in this community, all of the great business leaders, everything that they have to offer. And before the entering the program, I was definitely one of those kids that was like, man, I don't know, I think I want to leave this town. But after going through it and seeing all the amazing people, everyone so great to each other, and all the ways that people work with each other to get things done is just amazing, and I definitely want to come back.
Good.
Hello, my name is Cameron Klein. I'm a senior at Revere High School, and I'm in the CEO program. The CEO program makes people comfortable in uncomfortable positions, so CEO has helped me with my public speaking. A couple weeks ago, me and James were in a competition called Innovate Within, and we actually won the competition. It was a statewide competition where you just pitched an idea, and our idea was a life pack, and it ended up winning the entire state. So CEO has helped me with my speaking skills and being able to talk to different people.
Okay. And congratulations to both of you on that.
Thank you. We certainly do commend you for your outstanding effort. The state award certainly brought recognition to yourself, but also favorable publicity for our community, so we appreciate that. Can you explain a little bit more about the trade show and how it works and what people can expect when they get there?
Okay, so at the beginning, so around Christmas time or a little after Christmas time, we started thinking of ideas that we would want to pursue with creating a business, and once we figured out an idea, we made an 8 to 10 page business plan. So it discusses all the financials and the future of the business. And so we've all come together. I am creating bracelets. They're beaded with stone beads, and they have like a cross on them. My company is called Faithfully Found, and so at the trade show, you're kind of just going to walk in, and there's going to be all these booths of all of our businesses.
And where will it be?
It's at Highland Woods.
Mm-hmm. You guys do have an invitation in the back. They dropped off a bag
a week ago.
So.
I've got a question about the award that you received. it was on a backpack, right? Are you going to market it?
Well, we kind of started the long process of trying to bring this our idea to life, which is the Life Pack, and we've been talking to a couple of lawyers, and we're trying to reach out to manufacturers currently, and we just really want this idea to come to life. And talking with a couple of people, we now know that it's going to take it might take a long time getting patents and everything like that. But we've started the process, and hopefully here soon, you guys will have a life pack to wear around.
Good, I hope so.
And what would be your recommendation to students who have not experienced what you have about whether they should get involved in this program?
So for me, I'm a very, very busy student in the first place, but it just teaches you so many valuable skills. It's a great class to take before college. It really gets you prepared. Networking, communication, just being able to do this. Business, you visit all these business people who intern, you know, you go off, get your college degree, you can come back, help you network. So when you come back here, you know, you have all these amazing people that you've already met who can really help you start your own life. And it just teaches you, like, we have to get up early, valuable skills like that, getting up early, making sure you're on time, being accountable, independent, just the core values that you would want in a good person who would work for you or someone to own their own business.
CEO also shows you all the opportunity in this town. A lot of people at our school are ready to graduate high school and leave, but CEO shows you all the opportunity that's here and makes you want to come back to this town.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly salute all of you, and this is a program that I think has taken root in this community and will grow and prosper in the future. Thanks to you for helping to lead the way, so appreciate that.
Thank you. Very good.
Okay, we have no old business. We'll move to new business, and it's ordinance 1-2019, additional appropriation from Riverfront Pavilion in the amount of $11,495.
I move that we have a first reading of ordinance 1-2019.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to read ordinance 1-2019.
Ordinance 1-2019, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, Riverboat. I wish.
That's what I almost said.
Riverfront Pavilion Fund, $11,495. And if you can get a boat out of that.
And this is money that was not appropriated in that line item, but we are working towards putting in the new netting in the ceiling area. And this will help cover that cost, so.
And of course, the netting is designed to prevent the problem of birds roosting overhead. So it's an important issue to address, so very much needed. Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Ben Ravalette?
Yes.
Okay, and first reading of ordinance 1-2019 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is claims.
I move that we approve claims totaling $361,682.35.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to pay the claims in the amount of $361,682.35.
Question.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
And the claims are paid by a vote of 6-0. Next is miscellaneous.
Mr. Mayor, we wish everyone a happy Earth Day, and this Friday is Arbor Day, so you've got plenty of time to get out and get your trees and plant them and make the community a better place to live. So I'm having a short meeting today so you can still get out and buy your trees and plant them.
Mayor, quick question. The guy that's working on Gimbel lot, is he still a little bit injured?
He was supposed to been there last week. Okay. We'll make contact with him again.
All right, appreciate it.
I do have a couple things. I had met with a Jill Bond today from the federal government that is working on the 2020 census. So I hope to work with the county and we can work together on this as a whole, get a committee put together to get things started for making sure that everybody in this county is counted in the 2020 census. And there are also job opportunities part-time that pay $15 an hour if you're interested in a position, Dwayne.
All right, thank you.
Working with the census. And you just go to 2020census.gov/jobs, and we'll have all the information there. And the only other thing I want to mention is we have roughly 115,000 left in the Riverwalk Fund. And here, probably next meeting, I'm going to request that you allow us to spend that money on trash cans and different items for the Riverwalk, as well as investing in the pickleball courts and whatever else with the Parks Department, since that's basically a park. So that will be before you next meeting. And I don't have anything else.
All right. Well, unless there's anything else to come before us, I would move for adjournment.
So move.
Okay. We are